California's climate is becoming hotter and drier, while the state's water infrastructure was designed for a cooler, wetter, and more predictable climate. So the state needs a new plan to deal with it.
We can't do the same damn thing anymore.
Governor Gavin Newsom joined other officials in the Antioch Brackish Desalination Plant in Contra Costa County to unveil his new water plan. It's outlined in a 16-page document called California's Water Supply Strategy, Adapting to a Hotter, Drier Future. The problem is that with climate change comes a hotter atmosphere, and that changes the whole water cycle, leaving less water available for people and agriculture.
In the last few years, Ray referenced this, the hydrology in the state has begun to change pretty significantly. The aridification that we're experiencing leads us now, the science and the data leads us to now understand that we will lose 10% of our water supply by 2040. If all things are equal, we will lose an additional 10% of our supply by 2040.
State Resources Secretary Wade Grofoot says in the last 2 years, climate change and its effects on the state's water supply have both accelerated.
We are in a race against these climate impacts.
He explained how the problem works.
Hotter temperatures in the winter mean less snowpack that we rely on, and hotter temperatures in the spring and the summer means more of the snowpack that we do have evaporates into warm air or absorbs into very thirsty soils and plants. And as a result, even though we'll continue to have these weather extremes, the hotter hots or the drier dries and the wetter wets, we will have less water overall through those cycles as a result of these changes from climate change.
The chair of the State Water Resources Control Board, Joaquin Esquivel, put the issue in different terms.
Mother Nature is not providing us the budgets that we all thought that we were going to depend upon. We can no longer depend upon whether it's the Bay Delta, whether it's the Colorado River, to deliver what we need. And so we need a plan. And that's what this plan is. It's about local investments in supplies and resiliency that ease that dependency on export, but importantly, build resiliency in the face of climate change.
He says there is a path forward, but it involves a different approach to water infrastructure.
Realize that there are actual new supplies that we can invest in a 21st century way, given that we no longer have this 20th century climate that we built out so much of our infrastructure around.
The new plan involves investing in water supply technologies, such as building on the state's 37 water desalination plants, like the one in Antioch, to desalt ocean water and brackish groundwater. Other parts of the plan include capturing stormwater and recycling and reusing 800,000 acre-feet of wastewater each year. It also includes moving forward with faster permits for water projects like new and expanded dams, and a controversial plan to use tunnels to ship water around the Bay Delta. The California Chamber of Commerce has praised the plan, saying in a statement, "The plan closely aligns with our recommendations to the administration." But some environmentalist critics say the plan lacks real specifics and the timelines are too distant. The group Food and Water Watch says the plan falls short by not dealing with industrial agriculture or fossil fuel extraction, industries it says waste water and emit greenhouse gases. It says the plan relies too much on what it calls wasteful desalination and controversial tunnel and big dam projects. It's a controversy that will continue as lawmakers rush to take final actions in the waning legislative year. Meanwhile, Newsom has appointed former Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa as his infrastructure czar, with the goal of leveraging federal money for the new plan, on top of about $8 billion the state has already allocated. Despite the urgency of the climate crisis, Newsom says he's more optimistic than most people.
We'll work through this. Mother Nature is still bountiful, but she's not operating like she did 50 years ago. Hell, she's now operating like she did 10 years ago. And we have to reconcile that.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.